It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
As a father, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much once again for answering our question for today.
Oh, thank you so much and good afternoon to everyone.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, will there be sex in heaven?
Yeah, this one is a very interesting question. And it always comes. And the beauty is that, people have appreciated the gift that God gave to humanity. Among many things, He gave us the gift of sexuality,
right?
Which is a very big blessing. So the question is, will there be sex in heaven? To answer this question, though the Bible does not address this question straight up, but to answer the question, to answer the question, there's a question Jesus was answering, and the question that Jesus was answering had to do with the resurrection. You will remember that during the time of Jesus, there was a group of people called the Sadducees. Now, the Sadducees, these never believed in resurrection. They never believed that there is life after death. So when they heard Jesus teaching about resurrection, they became fascinated. And so they wanted to trap Jesus with a question to say, assuming, you know, and that is in Matthew 22. The question was, assuming a woman is married and then the husband dies and then there's no seed, then she gets remarried by the brothers 7 times. During the resurrection, who is going to claim that he is the rightful husband? Now, this was some kind of a hypothetical question. And to them, they were very happy and excited to say, aha, now we have trapped Jesus. We will see how he is going to respond so that we can see the theory of his resurrection and how it is going to pan out. So while they were waiting for an answer that was going to entangle Jesus, he just told them to say, okay, guys, the thing is that in heaven, there is neither going to be marriage nor giving in marriage. So this kind of response, it like dumbfounded them, because those guys were very sure that they were going to trap Jesus and hold him accountable by his own words. So when he tells them that there is no marriage or giving in marriage, it dispelled all the questions that they had, and the position of resurrection stood fast. Now, if the position that Jesus had given was that there's no marriage, no giving in marriage, and then as Christians, we understand that the gift of sexuality has been given within the confinements of the marital setting. So if there will be no marriage in heaven, then the gift in which this is supposed to be exercised, the parameters in which it is supposed to be exercised, then it means it is dispelled. So suggesting to say, if there's no marriage in heaven, then it simply means there will be no sex. Because how are you going to practice sex when there's no marriage? And also, adding on to the response that Jesus had given was a reminder that the aspect of marriage, it is a symbol, you know, it is a symbol of the relationship that human beings have with Jesus. Remember, in Ephesians, he says Christ is the church, and Christ is the husband, and we are the bride. So if that symbolism is fulfilled in heaven, then there is no need for us to continue enjoying the symbol when the reality has come. And if we are to take a leaf from the Jewish institutions, all the things that we are pointing to Jesus, when Jesus came, all those institutions ceased because the reality had come. All the shadows that were pointing to the coming of Jesus were now fulfilled, so they were no longer operating by that symbol. So understanding that marriage is a symbol of the plan of redemption, and when redemption has finally been fulfilled, then there will be no need for us to enjoy with the shadows. Yeah, because we will be enjoying the reality. And that is what heaven is all about. We are going to enjoy our marriage to our husband. And John says, and I beheld New Jerusalem coming down, adorned like a bride, being that has been prepared for her husband. So in a nutshell, that is how we respond to the issue of sexuality in heaven. It will not be there.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your answer. Looking forward to your answer tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Father Mfundisi.
Thank you so much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.